as good right now as an MMA fan. But talk about MMA, Kev. It's time. Let's transition.
Ooh, it's time for the Wrestling Minute. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a bit of a week in the world of wrestling. So I'm going to start by saying basically everything we talk about here in this installment of the Wrestling Minute, mud wrestling, I love that, will have its own episode. So we're going to talk about two things here. I will deep dive onto both those topics in upcoming episodes. I'm probably actually going to just slam a Red Bull right after this live stream and knock those two episodes out, because the people at Carnage Media, that you, the fans, have spoken. I can see you. I see those view counts. All right. We got to get this content out to you quickly. So before we talk about the Royal Rumble, which our goat says was ass, and we'll see. He says it was worse than the Colts and the Titans combined. All right. That's
tough. Know, that's, look, Kev.
That's how we do things at Bite Size Sports. If you're ever looking for a sneak peek on, hey, what's a Bite Size Sports stream look like besides Carnage Unleashed? It's this right here. It's a bunch of trash talk. We love it. Shouts out, Goat. I was pulling for your boys this weekend. I'm sorry that didn't work out. But so, before we get into the Royal Rumble, did you guys hear about the Vince McMahon news? Is this guys kind of
pertained
to TKO a little bit?
Yes, I did.
Okay. I assume at this point almost everyone has. So this is why I said that little thing I said earlier, because I don't want to bog us down with all this negativity. So we'll talk about that at length, or at least I will. I will subject these two wonderful gentlemen to that debauchery. Jesus. unlike Vince, I have a conscience, and I wouldn't even subject you two to listening to that shit be talked about, let alone doing it to somebody. My God. Now, allegedly innocent until proven guilty, all that good stuff should be applied. Everything I'm saying is a joke. It's done in parody. You cannot fucking sue me. How about that? Vince might be a creep. Let's just say that he resigned immediately because Slim Jim, who's a meat stick company, said, hey, brother, we can't sponsor you. You know, we're not that kind of meat stick company, all right, Vince? So Vince immediately had to resign so that TKO could get their Slim Jim money back. And it wasn't just Vincent McMahon that got the boot. Guys, as part of this civil suit against Vince McMahon, a former UFC heavyweight champion has been added to these allegations. And now there has only been one former UFC heavyweight champion to ever work for the WWE. So although the accuser did not name Brock Lesnar, she didn't need to. And Brock Lesnar was removed from the Royal Rumble. He was replaced by up-and-comer from NXT, Bron Breakker. He is the son of Rick Steiner. Wade, if you remember the Steiner brothers.
Oh, yeah, I remember the Steiner brothers.
He's Rick's son, but he looks like Scott. So he's like the best of both worlds. He looks like his uncle and his dad at the same time. He came in and filled the Brock Lesnar role. So Brock Lesnar may be done in the WWE. And what we know now, TKO, you know, owns both those companies. So if Brock was ever thinking about riding off into the sunset and trying to cash one more UFC payday, that's probably not going to be in the cards for him if these allegations turn out to be true. Again, innocent until proven guilty. I do want to note, because none of you guys would know this, you're not marks like me, about 20 years ago, it was alleged that Brock Lesnar exposed himself in front of Goldust's wife, ex-wife at the time. This was actually referenced in an episode of Dark Side of the Ring. It's called The Plane Ride from Hell. And Terry Reynolds herself talks about how Brock Lesnar, you know, at this point, I think 20-something years ago, was doing inappropriate things. So, unfortunately, it's not the first allegation like this that's been lobbed against Brock either. But, I will spare all of you the details in this episode, at least. But, let's just say never meet your heroes, okay? Mm-hmm. So, the Royal Rumble, despite all of that craziness, happened. The Royal Rumble happened. Some people liked it. The GOAT did not, okay? Our GOAT hated it. I will go a deep dive recap review later on, but I did want to just take a minute to flex and dance on my haters over here because, guys, I called it all four matches, even called an endurance record being broken. Like, I wish I'd have been on DraftKings on Saturday night because while we were working at Ruthless Babe Promotions, I was working on my future Booker of the Year award because apparently I just got WWE figured out, man. I just got it figured out. No, watch, next time I'll get them all wrong. But, you know, nobody tells you you did a good job, Wade, when you get them all right. They just right? DM you and call you an idiot when you get one wrong. So, you know, somebody's got to shine my light. Damn it, it's going to be me. So the Royal Rumble unfortunately also included potentially another CM Punk injury. So this guy, he's older than all of us, maybe older than a couple of us combined if we do the math.
He's made out of paper mache.
Yeah, dude. And he just seems to tear his tricep every year now. Once a year, he's tearing that old meat off the bone. So actually, probably right now, because the first hour of Raw was commercial free, CM Punk's probably either already addressed the audience or will have addressed it. So they're running into a lot of injuries. Brock Lesnar was also rumored to be scheduled for WrestleMania. That's probably not going to happen anymore. So this WrestleMania card got a little wonky, but the Rock rumors may have been dispelled, guys, because Cody Rhodes became the first person since Stone Cold to win back-to-back Royal Rumbles, which I also think is – it might have been their plan all along, but do not be surprised if more and more records from the late 90s get broken by modern-day superstars, because the WWE is probably going to give Vince McMahon the old Chris Benoit treatment, which is to say they will never acknowledge that he ever existed. They will not play clips that include him, which means all of Stone Cold, a lot of The Rock, a lot of Triple H, like a lot of that history, they're just not going to be able to tap into as much because Vince was the main heel for all those years. They're not going to want to associate with him. So don't be surprised if you see more and more modern records being set just so they don't have to talk about the guy that nobody's going to want to talk about anymore. So it'll be an interesting time with wrestling. I will, like I said, we will talk about more of that stuff later. I liked the women's, I think the women's Royal Rumble was actually the best part. There were a lot of big surprises. Pat McAfee was in the Royal Rumble. And
yes,
not only were we all surprised, he admitted afterwards, nobody told him. He showed up to do commentary. And he was wearing alligator cowboy boots. Nobody told him he was going to be in the Rumble. And so he did a little comedy bit. He didn't break a sweat. He didn't do any work, which is disappointing because that you got a guy like Pat McAfee who's wrestled Adam Cole. Like he's done real wrestling matches. He's very athletic. I've seen him do, you know, just because he's a punter, don't get it twisted. I've seen that guy jump to the top turnbuckle. Like that's something, you know, usually saved for the ranks of Rey Mysterio. You know, he's doing some athletic things. And so if you're going to have him come in, why would you not tell him so he could do at least one cool thing? Like his finisher is just punting a dude in the nads. Like he could have done that. The Rumble's perfect for that. Let Pat McAfee kick a giant dude, you know, and then run away. I don't know. It was a bit of a goofy card. The World Wrestling or the World Heavyweight Championship title, just it's the same thing. Until they get to WrestleMania, they take the belt off Roman Reigns. It's going to be boring, but now we don't know what's going on with The Rock. So we will keep our eye on it. I will update all of you guys next week. Of course, us wrestling fans will be in our own little corner of Carnage Media and Bite Size Sports. So you guys can come hang out with me later. Be sure to subscribe so you get notified. Because currently this is the only live occurrence of the Wrestling Minute for right now. All the other stuff just comes out semi-regularly throughout the week. So if you want me to answer any questions, you have any thoughts, this is the show to come hang out and talk wrestling with.